The next topic in Torah is Torah Lishma Manos Mikol HaMachovim. Learning Torah for the sake, for the right reasons, for the sake of doing the will of Hashem and learning Torah, is the escape one can have from every form of pain. So when we come to the awesome days of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and a person analyzes himself, and if he's honest, he realizes that on every front he has what to fix. And a person feels like, internally, externally, both in his thoughts and in his actions, he's pained. He's not where he'd like to be. A person looks at himself and says, that's the way I've been. And I don't really see a way out. I don't see how I'm going to change that much. So a person asks himself, okay, what's my escape? I want to be a good person. How do I get out of this? And a person doesn't find an escape. Because every direction a person tries to think about, a person tells himself, well, I'm not perfect in that either. So where is my escape? Where can I do something that I can do it 100% right? And that will be my opening. From there I'll grow. Says Rav Chalap, learning Torah Lishma. When a person wants to learn for the sake of heaven, I'm going to learn Torah now because Hashem wants me to learn Torah now. So that's something that's accessible to anyone. And you don't need to build yourself up to get there. You want to do it now, you can do it now. You want an easy path through which you can grow and through which you can say, I want to do a mitzvah and I want a way out. Says Rav Chalap, it's Torah Lishma. You don't need someone to open the door for you. So a person can choose, I'm going to go learn Torah Lishma. I'm going to go learn Torah for the right reasons. And then time might pass, and he doesn't find himself advancing in the other areas he wanted to, and then he gets sad. So then you should know, you didn't go in the right direction, Lishma. If you use Torah as my shovel, I'm going to use it as a tool, so then that's not Lishma. Let's hear, he's going to explain. If a person says, I'll learn Torah to accomplish something. And it could be that I want to accomplish a good reputation. It could be that I want to accomplish to know halacha. It could be that I want to accomplish things that are spiritual. I'm learning Torah because I want to know A or B or C. That's still not Lishma. Lishma is I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it. I Hashem wants me to learn Torah. That's why I'm learning Torah. There's no other purpose. There's no other goal. I need to know how to behave in the way of the Torah. That's also part of learning Torah. But that's not, says Rav Chalap, that's not the purest form of Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is when a person can say, Hashem wants me to learn Torah. That's why I'm learning Torah. I was given this responsibility. I was given this this gift. And that, says Rav Chalap, is the most precious thing in the world. And when a person strengthens himself and adds, both in content and in quality, meaning how focused am I when I'm learning? How much time am I taking for the learning? That, says Rav Chalap, is a person can attain the essence of joy. Through that, through learning Torah for the right reasons, a person can grow in his tefillah. A person can grow in his tshuva. A person can grow in his honor. A person can see more success with his children. A person can see that the world is evolving with him to do tshuva. When a person learns Torah Lishma, when he says, I'm learning because Hashem wants me to do it. It's not as a means for anything else. I need to know how to keep halacha, and the Torah is going to help me there. I need to know what the Torah says. But I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to do this. This is my mitzvah. So then we start bringing the world to a place where the world is fulfilling the will of Hashem. And through this, we start bringing spirituality to the world. This is where when things are done for the pure reason, there's a greater revelation of a person's own soul. There's a greater revelation of Hashem in a person's life. And that, says Rav Chalap, is what a person is trying to grab onto. So Rav Chalap began by describing that sometimes as a person approaches the awe-filled days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they look at themselves and say, there's a lot I need to fix, and I'm not really sure how I'm going to get there. And then a person might tell himself, okay, so I don't see a way out. Says Rav Chalap, there's one way out. You should know the easiest way out that you don't need anyone else for. The easiest way out is learning Torah lishma, learning Torah for the right reasons.
I don't understand a way out of what?
A way to better myself. I want a way out of my bad habits. I want a way out of the things I've done wrong. So many times people think, I want to overcome this trait, and then they find themselves a half a year later in the same place.
So you're saying to learn Torah not for the sake of getting out of your bad habits, but for the sake of learning Torah, because Torah is so great and essential, that in turn is the proper way out of yourself from your bad habits.
Right.
Not doing it for the purpose of losing yourself out of bad habits, but doing it for Lishma.
I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. And that uplifts a person, and when a person is uplifted, then everything they do gets uplifted. Yeah. He says, Torah Lishma. Now, I want to take this to another level. Or to another application. I had the opportunity to visit Rav Nevenzel's yeshiva in the last month numerous times. One of those times, I saw Rav Chizkiyahu Nevenzel, that's Rav Avigdor Nevenzel's son who heads the yeshiva. I saw him learning. And he's flying through the pages. And in what must have been about an hour and a half, I saw that he covered 30 pages of hard, hard, hard Gemara. I didn't know how to understand that, like how fast he was learning. And I spoke to a student of his who's been close to him for many years. And he said to me, you know, he finishes Shas every half a year, but he only celebrates once, when in fact he finishes Shas 7 times every half a year. Just so we understand what that means that in order to finish Shas once a year, you have to do 7 pages a day. In order to finish Shas every half a year, you have to do 14 pages of Shas a day. 14, 15 pages, because it's really 7.5. So you have to do 15 pages of Shas a day. In order to finish it, do the math, in order to finish it 7 times every half a year, do the math, that's 105 pages of Shas every day.
And he runs yeshiva.
And he runs yeshiva. 105. So how does he do it? So his student told me he learns every page 7 times. It's not that it's that every page he learns 7 pages and learns the 7 pages 7 times, or 15 pages a day. 7 times. Reviews it again and again and again and again. Now, one of the areas that we always have a weakness in our learning is review. We read and we think we understand and then we move on. The giants of Torah reviewed what they learned many, many, many times because they want to get everything. And when you learn something, the first time you learn it, you're just starting to understand it. You learn it again, you understand it better. You learn it again, you understand it better. So here you have someone who has finished Shas I don't know how many times. And when they learn something, they're still reviewing it 7 times. Ask yourself what that means for us. When they learn something new, they're reviewing it 7 times. Rav Kook said about himself, he doesn't learn something less than 10 times. And Rav Kook was a super genius. He said that when he learns something, he doesn't review it less than 10 times. And if we want to know what's Torah Lishma, we have to know that part of Torah Lishma is that when I learn something, I review it again and again and again. We sometimes say, I don't have a good memory. Well, who said? Maybe you're not working right with your memory. How often do you review what you learn? The giants of Torah review. They once said about the rugged shover. The rugged shover didn't take haircuts. Because he said, when I take a haircut, I can't learn Torah. I have to reveal my head, so I can't stop learning Torah. So he'd like, take a haircut once and who knows how long. The Rugged Shover was a super genius. Like He knew the Shas backwards and forwards. Someone once wrote him a question. He was upset at the person. He thought it was a foolish question. So he just wrote down like 100 different sources and sent it back. So the guy had no idea what the Rugachev wanted from him. The Rugachev wrote down, like he got the letter, he got upset at the letter. So he wrote down every place in Shas that says the word Amaretz. He just wrote, so the guy opened up all these different pages to try to find an answer to his question. He couldn't find it, right? But that was the Rugachev, super, super genius. Like the guy didn't know what the answer was. And the Rugachev's Sfarim are hard to read because most of what he does is look over here and look over there and look over here and look over there. And the answer is, right, what was I supposed to see over here and over here and over here? So someone once said, the Rugachev is not such a genius. It's just that he's just reviewed everything you ask him. He's learning so much all the time that when you ask him something, he saw it an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, because he's always reviewing what he's learned. So we have to think, when we learn this piece of Rav Chalap about Torah Lishma, part of Torah Lishma, a major component of Torah Lishma, is doing that which is not so much fun. The Gemara says in the days of the Gemara already, the students weren't into this review. It's not fun, because it's not intellectually stimulating. How can I be focused when I'm doing this? So you have to do it intelligently, but you have to find the system that works for you and to review. The review is what makes our learning become a part of us. And it's a major component of Torah Lishma.